Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips.
I'm Molly Bay.
Today is March 20th, 2019, 7:30 p.m. We got a lot of news for you today. First, want to get to the fact checks and the follow-ups from the last podcast. Not too many. We didn't do too bad. Fact check number one, Terrell Suggs is 36, not 39, like I said.
Oh, come on, Ralph. Don't age him. Gave him 3 years. That's like 20 in regular years.
Yeah, I know.
Three football years.
You know, he's been playing for 16 years. He started in 2003.
Wow.
He did play for Arizona State College, like I said. He was drafted 10th overall in the 2003 draft and is the Ravens' all-time leader in sack.
He was drafted by the Ravens, right?
Yes. He's played with the Ravens his whole career. He's tied for 13th all-time in career sacks in NFL history with 132 and a half sacks.
Well, when you play 16 years, I would hope so. Good Lord. Like, yeah. Isn't that kind of a given?
And he was on the field about every snap.
Right.
So you throw enough crap against the wall, something's going to stick.
My favorite clip of him was him at the Denver Broncos Stadium sitting on the sideline talking shit to all the fans in the stands. It was fun.
I always love seeing that. He did sign with Arizona, and he's for 1 year, he's getting $7 million for it. It's funny, the Cardinals, they're a bunch of old guys. They have over $40 million in cap space allotted this year to players over 30.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to call it the 40 over 30 club.
That's a good one. How long did you spend thinking about that?
It's the AARP Cardinals.
That's just going to be, you know, on the scoreboard, on the broadcast. Instead of ARI, it'll be AARP. I don't know if they'll have room for that. Might squish it in.
They're all going to come out in walkers and
have a nurse
beginning of the
escort.
Game. Yeah. Another follow up. I talked about the video with the prison. You go and you find the biggest guy there and you start a fight with him. But the video I talked about is on We the Internet TV. It's called Shocking Prison Secret: What Not to Do the First Day in Prison. And it can be found on YouTube.
It's pretty funny, but I'll tell you, the way that you described it was funnier than the video.
Really?
Yeah. So you were funnier.
Maybe they should just hire me to describe videos.
Maybe they should.
Another fact check. We talked about the Arians Foundation having a golf tournament. Well, it's the ArianSFamilyFoundation.com, not ArianSFoundation.com.
Is it .com or .org?
Oh, I'm going to go with .com because that's what I have written down.
Okay.
Man, you know what? It probably is .org. Let me check that out.
You can do a fact check on your fact check.
Well, it'll save me from having to do a brief fact check. No, it's .com.
Okay.
So, boom.
Way to go. I never doubted you.
All right. Let's get on to some news. Around the league, Mark Barron has signed, ex-Buccaneer. He signed with the Steelers, a two-year, $12 million deal. Yeah, I always liked Mark Barron.
I hate to see anyone go to the Steelers.
they just imploded. Ben Roethlisberger running everybody out of town, it sounds like.
Maybe.
Shaquille Barrett, our new linebacker, he's going to be number 58, Quan Alexander's old number.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you people that bought Quan Alexander jerseys.
Just rip off the name and put Barrett on top.
Me and Molly watched game film on Shaquille Barrett last night. And to be honest with you, I'm not too impressed. What do you think?
A lot of times looked like he was just going through the motions in a play. Uh-huh. But when he saw an opportunity, for instance, if he's coming unimpeded to the quarterback or he's getting off his block and he sees that he can hit the quarterback, he has a second gear.
Yes.
So he's really fast. But it's not like he's going out of his way to make a play.
Right. Yeah, I think he's more athlete than he is football player. And let me describe what I mean by that. I'm old school football in that I believe football is all about blocking and tackling. Defender are supposed to get off blocks and they're supposed to tackle.
Yeah, he didn't do a lot of get off blocks.
He's very, very easy to block. You can block him with a tight end. Matter of fact, you just stand in his way. He doesn't really try to get around people or through people. He'll try to run around you. He avoids contact, which I'm not a real big fan of. But like Molly said, he's got great closing speed. I mean, if he gets around you, he's going to get to the quarterback or he's going to get to the ball carrier pretty quick.
Now, to be fair to him, we watched his best game in 2015, which that was, he came in league in 14, didn't play, came in 2015. So maybe he's just trying to get his football footing around him. His next best season, aside from 2015, was 2017, and we didn't watch any there. So maybe he's grown as a player.
Right.
But 2015 was statistically his best season
of his
career.
We're going to do more game film on that and all the other guys, too. I'm still excited about Deion. Yeah, I got it right. Deion Buchanan.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm going to show Molly some of that game film on him. I like him. He seems to be pretty good, pretty solid player. I'm excited excited about him. I also want to check out the new Watford, the guard we got. Speaking of guards, Mike Iupati was signed by the Seahawks to a one-year deal.
Man, I was sure we were getting him.
I was too. I tell you, nobody we said we were going to get did we get. Not a single person. We've gotten a bunch of guys I'd never even heard of. Upati's most likely going to be taking J.R. Sweezy's position at left guard at the Seahawks. He left the Seahawks to go to the Cardinals. He got a two-year deal with the Cardinals.
So they're just swapping.
Yeah, just guard swap. That was March 14th. Of course, all the guys that we said we were going to get, most of them got big contracts. And it might be a money factor reason why we didn't get them. But I know for a fact, it's also a they don't want to play for Arians factor, too.
Why do you say that?
Well, I found this out the other day, and I didn't know about it. But John Brown, wide receiver who played for Arians at Arizona, told Dan Pompeo of Bleacher Report that in 2017, he was done playing for Arians. He said, by that time, my mind was out of Arizona. I didn't want to be there no more. I wasn't happy. I knew I needed a fresh start. I wanted to find a new home. Coach Arians is real old school. He wanted his guys to be tough and hardcore. And I'm like, hey, coach, my body's different from others. I couldn't handle it. End quote.
He sounds like a sissy to me.
Well, he had the sickle cell anemia. He's the guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he had some health issues.
Understandable.
Right, now you feel bad.
A little bit, yeah. Can we edit that out?
No, I'm leaving it in so people know how horrible of a person you are. So, you know, that's good. I like that Arians is a old school coach and he believes in toughness and working guys hard. And I'm sure a lot of the players didn't want to come back to that environment.
Yeah, it's kind of like people who get into a really tough college and then you get there and you realize you can't hang.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Donald Penn was released by the Raiders.
That was a shock to me.
Really? He's kind of old and he's been getting injured with the Raiders a bit. But yeah, I mean, he's a solid tackle there.
Yeah. And he hasn't been picked up by anybody, right?
No, not yet.
He doesn't want to retire.
He doesn't?
No.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to cost a pretty penny. He's not cheap. I wish we would have kept him, man. I wish we would have kept that whole offensive line. Lovie Smith.
You're terrible.
I'm terrible. According to Scott Reynolds of PewterReport.com, Chris Godwin, our wide receiver, will most likely be playing the slot receiver position in the absence of Adam Humphrey. Arians does like speed in the slot position. He moved Larry Fitzgerald to the slot position when he went to Arizona.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think Chris Godwin can handle it?
Yeah, I think he'll probably be better there than he is on the outside.
Mm.
Bucks have signed Packers safety Kentrell Bryce to a one-year deal, another one-year deal. That was Monday, 3:15
p.m. Have you ever heard of him?
No, but the Packers fans don't like him. Oh. Yes, they said he sounds like Quan Alexander. They said he's a real missile, but he misses a lot of tackles. So we have a cross between Quan Alexander and Chris Conte back there at safety. But you never know. I mean, he might not even make the roster at this point. I'm going to do some game film on him. Breshad Perriman, new wide receiver we just signed to take DeSean Jackson's place. His dad, Brett Perriman, played wide receiver for the Detroit Lions from 91 to 96. That was when the Buccaneers were in that division. Yep.
Oh, interesting.
The black and blue division.
Do you remember him?
No, I do not. But apparently, he was pretty good. Played against the Bucs in 15 games, including three of those with the Saints in 88, 89, and 90. He had 81 targets, 62 catches, 888 yards, and three touchdowns against the Bucs.
Wow.
888 yards against the Bucs.
In 15 games?
In 15 games. So hopefully, Breshad can come in and mix some of that up in one year.
Let's hope.
He's not impressed by Breshad's game film either. You know, he doesn't have the speed DeSean Jackson does for sure. You know, but he was a first round pick and Baltimore never really used him. And then when he went to Cleveland, they used him for deep balls and he did pretty good there. Averaged 22 yards a catch somewhere around there.
Yeah. So what do you think Arians is looking for? We got these guys speed. That aren't really spectacular.
Yeah, but they all have speed.
Do you think that's it though? That seems really one dimensional.
Yes, it does. Hopefully they're good practicers too. They're tough guys. It's the quote I love, fatigue makes cowards of us all, Jimmy Johnson. And hopefully Arians will do that, get these guys out there. That's one thing I noticed watching Shaquille when we were watching his, but he actually got better towards the end of the game. He looked like he was getting stronger when everybody else was getting slower.
And he was playing in Denver.
Yeah, it's Denver. No, this was at the Browns.
It was at the Browns.
They were playing at the Browns.
But I wonder, in Florida, that's a tough place to play. Tough place to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're training in camp is the middle of summer and it's just miserable.
It's melting out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need, I mean, you got to have these guys conditioned. And I think it's been a problem with the Buccaneers. We're just not conditioned. I mean, you see us the fourth quarter games, all of our guys look tired and wore out, gassed.
But the heat does that to you.
This is true.
But I just don't tolerate the heat well. So I'm like, oh God.
I don't tolerate the heat or the cold well.
Yeah.
I'm a tropical guy. Like that's 74, 78 degree temperatures. All the time.
I guess healthy. I'd rather be in heat than cold.
I see. I'd rather be in cold.
But the heat just does exhaust you.
Yes. Well, with the cold, you can put more clothes on. That's my thing. You can warm up, but you can't get so cold in the hot.
What?
In the hot.
I don't even understand what you just said.
You can't put so many clothes off in the heat.
Oh.
Altron Werner, cornerback for the Bucs from 2014-2016, announced his retirement Monday.
He was a big acquisition, free agent big. Acquisition with yes. Lovie, right?
Yes. Okay. And we greatly overpaid him. And I remember everybody talking about, you know, he's our best corner and he's awesome and all this stuff. And I was like, he's not really that great. He had one good year at Tennessee. Last year, he didn't play anywhere. He was out of the league last year.
Okay.
He played in Miami in 2017, but he only started two games. He played in 15. Bucks had signed him to a four-year, $25.5 million contract.
Oof.
He got $19 million of that in 3 years. His salary went from $1.3 million in his last year in Tennessee in 2013. To $8.25 million the first year with the Bucks.
Ooh.
So he got seven times the salary raise. In 2013 with Tennessee, he had 57 tackles, five interceptions, one touchdown, and 22 pass defenses. That's just in 1 year, 2013. That was fantastic. But then he comes to the Bucks, and in 3 years, he had four interceptions, zero touchdowns, three forced fumbles, a half a sack, 140 tackles with 110 of those solo. He had seven tackles for losses and two quarterback hits. Bad Lovie. Lovie had control of the roster decisions at that time, so he's the one that brought Werner in. I like Werner as a person, but we were way overpaid for him. But he's gone. He retired. Not by choice, though, I don't think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. If he didn't play in 18,
yeah,
then
nobody picked him
up. Nobody's calling him.
Yeah. He was through that wave of when Lovie came in, they just really went heavy with the Christian players. Altron Werner is a real big Christian. So
gotcha.
We had a bunch. It was almost like we were doing a Bible study group instead of a football
yeah.
team.
Yeah. We got Lewis Murphy, too, mm-hmm. who I follow on Instagram, and he's really religious.
Yeah. On Fox Sports 910 today, just a few hours ago in Phoenix, Arizona, Bruce Arians said he has hired two female coaches for the Buccaneers. One is an assistant defensive line coach and the other is an assistant strength and conditioning coach. They have not been named yet.
That's interesting. I wonder how, as a woman, you move up in the coaching ranks like that. I'd imagine it would probably be through athletic training or something, that kind of that route. Because, mm-hmm. you know, male coaches, they come up, most of them have played.
Right.
You know, at least in high school or high school. Yeah, something. Yeah. So they have the playing experience, but women typically don't.
Yes.
So I wonder what their background is.
Yeah, I would imagine they have degrees in sports athleticism or something like
yeah.
that. Personal training, things of that nature. And then, you know, plus with the push of getting women in the league, they're just trying to get anybody that has any experience or any background with degrees or whatever. I would imagine when they get named, we'll do some background searches on them and see if they got any felony.
That sounds a little creepy.
We'll stalk him for a while. Donovan Smith is walking in the Autism Speaks Walk April 27th at Raymond James Stadium. He's walking for his nephew, Aiden, who I assume has autism, and also to support everyone with autism, of course. They have a team goal of $10,000 and have raised $1,000 as of today at 3:41 p.m. was the last time I checked. If you'd like to help and donate some money or get involved, go to autismspeaks.org, not .com, and you can search for Aiden's team. That's the title of their group. Or you can do a search for Donovan Smith and find the group there. Donate money or get involved in some way. It's a good cause.
Interesting. Good for him.
Yeah. He posted it today on Twitter and immediately somebody came up and said, is this a walk for Jason Light? It was horrible. Because he must have autism for re-signing you to a large contract.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's kind of a low blow a little bit.
It was a little bit low, but Donovan Smith came back at him pretty hard and just called him a miserable, horrible human being. And did like retweeted at him like four or five times. And Levante David jumped in and was like, hey, what's going on?
I didn't see Levante. I did see Donovan.
Yeah. And then finally Donovan was like, I'm above all this. And it just stopped. But the guy was like, hey, I'm just making a joke. Y'all need to lighten up. Can't joke about stuff like that.
Autism is serious.
It's a new world. All right. That about covers Buccaneer news. Molly has got some.
I've got a free agency update for
our enemies.
The Know Your Enemy free agency update today. None of the teams in our division really had a lot of cap room.
Yay.
They were kind of in the same situation we were in.
Surprisingly, the Saints have more cap room than anybody.
They do. So
that really shocked me.
The moves have kind of been limited, but there have been some moves. So I'll start in the order that we did them initially. Atlanta, their current cap space is $7 million. So I don't even know if that's going to be enough to cover whoever they draft.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, Matt Ryan actually restructured his contract.
Did he?
He converted $8.75 million of his salary to a signing bonus to clear up $7 million in cap space. So basically all the cap space they have is because Matt Ryan restructured his contract.
But he's still getting his money. He didn't take
a
pay cut.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. I'll go through the free agents that have left and where they've gone to. Some of them we've touched on in the first edition. Brian Poole, safety. They released him pretty early in before free agency. And he went to the Jets on a 1-year deal. Tevin Coleman, the big one, this was a big question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Were they going to sign two running backs to a $40 million contract? And that answer is no. He went to San Francisco on a 2-year deal worth $8.5 million.
Interesting. San Francisco's racking it up, aren't they?
They sure are. They must have a lot of cap space.
Yeah, they do.
They're winning free agency with Oakland.
Yeah, they're winning Oakland and Cleveland. They're all fighting for the offseason trophy.
I'm really glad we're not in there because typically we suck with all those teams. We're all equally bad during the season.
Yeah,
well, and we're not there this year.
We were equally bad. We just don't have the cap space now. How do you be so bad but yet not have any money? It really takes skill to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We weren't bad. You know, we lost a lot of games really close.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like we were just getting butt stomped out there like the 49ers in Oakland were.
Right. Yeah. We killed the 49ers actually in a game.
Yeah. We beat Cleveland too in overtime.
Oh, that's right. We didn't play Oakland.
No.
Bruce Irvin went to Carolina.
That's who I was thinking. From Atlanta. That's who I was thinking.
1-year deal worth $4 million. It's about all that Carolina could afford. And we'll get to that in a second.
Guess they had to replace Julius Peppers.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Justin Bethel, cornerback, went to Baltimore. It's a 2-year deal, but they haven't disclosed how much.
Okay.
We've got a third string wide receiver, Marvin Hall, who we touched on, went to Chicago. I don't know how much he's making or how long, but he's not important. So we'll keep going. Defensive end Brooks Reed went to Arizona on a 1-year deal, $1.6 million. Is he one of your $40 million over 30?
Is he over 30?
Maybe. Yeah. And then cornerback Robert Alford also went to Arizona on a 3-year, $22.5 million deal. So that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. So they lost a cornerback, a defensive end, a third string wide receiver, another cornerback, defensive end Bruce Irving, running back Tevin Coleman, and safety Brian Poole. And they had some damage done to them.
Yeah, kind of big one. They re-signed some of their free agents also, though. Tight end Logan Paulson. Grady Jarrett got a 1-year, $15 million. Okay, $15
million.
That one hurts.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub.
Good, though.
Yeah. Matt Schaub was re-signed to a 2-year, $3.78 million deal.
Good grief. He ain't getting nothing.
No.
He's
at the tail end of his career. He wants to
Did he
to
ever
sit.
Even have a career? Good Lord. Talk about the mighty
he
have fallen.
He was a starter one time.
Yeah. A long time.
Wouldn't you ride the bench for $3.78 million?
Heck yeah, I would.
Come on. Bleedy Ray Wilson, cornerback, got a 1-year, $895,000 deal. Left tackle Ty Sambriolo. Is that right?
It works for me.
Okay. It's like Hooked on Phonics up in here. You know, I'm going to sound it out.
You know, I'd say sombrero.
Yes, you absolutely would. Got a 3-year, $14.25 million contract extension.
Not bad.
As well as Bruce Carter got a 1-year, $930,000 contract extension. New acquisitions. We talked about this on Luke Stocker.
Luke.
Came from Tennessee.
Luke, I am your father.
Bucks, Tennessee. Now he's at Atlanta.
Back with Cutter.
Who cut him initially? running back Kenjon Barner, who is Carolina's running back.
Hey, never heard of him.
Yeah, he's fifth string, fourth string, third, I don't know, rotational guy. And then two guards, James Carpenter that they got from the Jets and Jamon Brown, who he played with the Rams since like 2015, but then was waived mid-2018 and picked up from the Giants. Atlanta also waived tackle Ryan Schrader. He hasn't been picked up by anybody.
There's a tackle we could have got.
I know. He's still out there.
Yeah, well, too late now.
Moving on, Carolina, their cap space is abysmal, worse than Atlanta. They're at $5.8 million.
Ah, y'all suck.
Yeah, like really bad. So they lost Thomas Davis, linebacker. Well, they weren't re-signing him. He went to the Chargers.
That's going to hurt them because that was their duo, Davis
They've lost a few. Their linebacker core is really going to have to be revamped.
That makes me so sad.
I'm sure
it really does.
He got a two-year, $10.5 million deal with the Chargers.
Good for him.
Devin Funchess, wide receiver, who was like their only notable receiver that I can think of.
Yeah, if you don't count.
Like the biggest name. Do they have a bigger name?
No.
I can't think of anybody. You never really can with Carolina.
No, it's because they run the ball. Matter of fact, I think their best receiver is their running back.
But little guy, Kent McCaffrey.
Yes, he's awesome.
He looks just like Adam Humphries. Like they're like the same size. He's maybe a little stockier. Devin Funchess, Indianapolis, 1 year, $10 million.
Good grief.
Yeah, they overpaid. But they got a ton of cap space, so whatever.
Yeah.
You get $10 million and you get $10 million. Our boy Chandler Catanzaro went back to the Jets.
Back to the Jets?
He came from Arizona. The other one, Nick Folk, we got from the Jets.
Well, these kickers just get passed around, don't they?
They get around.
Wow. I'm not going to say kickers.
He got a one-year $2.3 million deal. How do you do that?
That's crazy.
$2.3 million?
Wow.
That's almost Matt Bryant money.
Mm.
They must have a lot of cap space. So I touched on Kenjin Barner, who went to Atlanta on an $895,000 deal. Then we have linebacker David Mayo, went to San Francisco for 2 years.
Hold the Mayo.
Sure, he never gets that ever.
First time he's ever heard it.
Yeah. I don't know how much that one was. So they've re-signed their right tackle, Darrell Williams, to a one-year $6 million deal. Backup quarterback Taylor Heinicke to a one-year $805,000 deal. Safety Colin Jones got a two-year $2.6 million deal. Damian Parnes, I think he was tendered because he was an exclusive rights free agent. He's getting $570,000. I'm assuming he was tendered. Can you tender more than one player?
Yeah.
I think okay. So he was tendered. Running back Elijah Hood, who again is like seventh string, I don't even, got a one-year $495,000 deal. And linebacker Jared Norris, 2 years, $1.69 million. And then Brian Cox, we talked about
junior.
Before, junior.
Don't get him confused.
He was tendered $645,000. Their big free agent signing was center Mark Paradis.
Matt. I didn't want to fact check that.
I know. It's right in front of my face. I don't know what I'm thinking. And he came from Denver. So he's on a 3 year, $29 million deal.
Wow.
So about Donovan Smith number. Well, Donovan got more, right?
Does that beat Jensen?
27 was guaranteed.
I know Jensen was the highest paid center last year.
No, Jensen, he's on a 4 year, $42 million contract.
So that's a little less than $11 million a year. And Paradis is getting 3 years, 29. Yeah, about $9 million a year.
Interesting.
Why did we pay so much for Jensen again?
I don't know.
Allie Marpet did center for 2017. That was a mess.
Maybe they were trying to move Allie to closer to Donovan, help Donovan out.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why we paid Jensen so much.
We like unnecessary roughness penalties.
Hey, those penalties were crap. I tell you, man, that makes me mad. He had two of them called on him that it should not have been called. He hit those guys during the whistle. Jerk off referees.
Carolina, Bruce Irvin from Atlanta, 1 year, $4 million deal. Some of these are overlap. They waived left tackle Matt Khalil. He was designated a post June 1st release. So it clears up $7 million, but after June 1st.
After June 1st. So, yeah. Okay. So they'll have some money. After
$7
million.
So what? They'll have $12
million? Yeah. It's not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Better than we got.
I guess. And then, of course, Captain Modern Lin. And nobody's picked him up.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Khalil? Anybody picked him up?
No.
So he's not officially released until June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they try to trade him?
Don't know.
Instead of just releasing him.
Yeah, that is strange. And it's probably because Carolina's a bunch of dummies. So the only thing I could come up with. And Captain Marlin has not signed with anybody. When was he released?
Yeah. Early. Like probably February.
Huh. Yeah. February 25th. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah. It only cleared $2 million of cap space.
He is 30 years old, though. Arizona will pick him up.
Some other moves. Carolina, they exercise a $5 million option for Torrey Smith.
Hey, there's the other wide receiver.
There's the other wide receiver.
There he is.
Okay. Tight end Chris Manhurt signed a two-year, $2.3 million contract extension.
Never heard of him.
Me neither. And then this is another name I'm going to totally butcher. Defensive end Ife Obata signed a 1 year, $570,000 contract.
That's league minimum now, right? Isn't it 570?
I don't know, because I've seen other salaries like $495,000. So it might depend on when you came in the league or position, or I don't know. It's hard to say. That's it for Carolina. So not too many moves. They had one big free agent signing, that center, but for the most part, they've been a little cash strapped too.
It's like everybody in our division has been about the same. No big moves.
Except New Orleans, those rat bastards. They got $19.8 million in cap space.
How do they have so much after paying Drew Brees so much?
I know. So they got rid of defensive end Alex Okafor. They didn't get rid of him. He signed with Kansas City a 3 year, $17.7 million deal.
That's funny. They were talking about Donovan Smith and Okafor battling it out. Now he's gone to Kansas City.
Are you sure it was Okafor? I remember Cam Jordan tweeting it, but I didn't remember who the player was. It was Okafor?
Yes.
Okay. Do we play them this year? We might play them.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
Gosh, who are we playing in the AFC? Colts, Texans, Jaguars, and the Titans.
Okay, that's AFC South.
So we're playing AFC South. No, we are not playing Kansas City.
Dang it.
Hey, it looks like we're going to have a pretty easy schedule.
I know. You know, I like that lineup.
Yes.
They're all beatable. You know, we should have known that because Humphreys.
That's right.
We're supposed to play Humphreys.
Well, if we would have thought about it for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, I guess so.
We might could have.
I never would have thought of it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, five players on Tennessee.
Oh, you are up. Oh, I can do this. Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota, Adam Humphreys.
Two more.
All right, I'm going to do this. Henry, is that their running back?
Yeah, like 12 years ago.
No, come on.
Don't look at...
You had to pick, like, the worst team.
That's the whole point.
They're so unremarkable. I mean, think of... And now I'm like, okay, who's their kicker?
It's funny how...
Quarterbacks, running backs.
Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers are what we always go for.
And then the kicker. Points. People only care about the points.
You would think we'd know the offensive and defensive line as much as we watch them.
No. But their numbers are so hard to see. And then at the end of the play, they end up in a pile. Henry? Is Henry one? Running back.
Yes. Derrick Henry.
Yes. Okay.
One more.
So I need one more. Who's the kicker?
Would you want a hint?
Yeah. Of any player or...
He sucks.
Okay. Is that a play on words or just somebody's terrible? Hoover?
Electrolux.
What's that mean?
That's an old vacuum cleaner company. I just showed my age, didn't I?
A little bit.
Man.
Dyson.
No. Dirt Devil. We got a kicker named Dirt Devil. Ryan sucks. Not down.
Suck up.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew that. Okay. I knew that one.
Who was that kicker that's coming in the league? His name is Blewett?
Yeah. And I think Chicago signed him right after Parkey.
Oh, that's right.
Missed.
Yeah. They're going to get a kicker
too
named
soon,
Blewett.
Too soon, man. Oh, I know. They're going to have a kicking curse. You mark my words.
They might as well have a kicker named Run Him Out of Town.
Right. Poor
okay.
Guy.
Here we go. These are some of the players on Tennessee. Tyjae Sharp. Corey Davis. Offensive linemen are Taylor Lewan, Quentin Spain, Ben Jones, Josh Klein, Jack Conklin. Tight end Luke Stocker.
Not there anymore.
You could have had him.
You would have given me that because I would have said it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking last year. Blaine Gabbert was the backup quarterback. On defense, we got Daquan Jones, Austin Johnson, Jarrell Casey. Should have known him. Derek Morgan, Wesley Woodyard, Will Compton, Brian Arakpo.
Ah.
Logan Ryan.
I didn't even know he was still in the league. He was the guy in those Geico commercials, right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Why is he still in the league?
Because he's playing for Tennessee.
I guess so. They don't ask a whole lot of him.
Yeah, Malcolm Butler.
Never really got them. No.
No? From New England? No? Okay. And Delaney Walker, but he was put on injured reserve last year. He's their tight end.
Yeah. He's still in the league? I think I get him and Antonio Gates confused.
Yeah, they're almost the exact same.
Yeah, and I think they're similar age. And
you mean old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that. They should go play for Arizona. Okay, so back to New England. Mark Ingram. New England. God.
We're not in their division, thank God.
Thank Jesus. Hey, but we have had Ryan Fitzpatrick, who has played for every team in that division. Might as well. We're like an honorary member. New Orleans. Running back, Mark Ingram.
Gone.
We talked about gone to Baltimore. 3 years, $15 million.
That's quite a hefty contract.
Yeah, I thought so too. But, you know, so that averages to, what, $5 million a year? And we were saying at New Orleans, he's made like $4 million a year.
Hmm.
So he didn't get that much of a pay raise. He'll probably get less carries. Well, no. I don't know, because he was behind Kamara. So
he was actually in front of Kamara on the depth chart. But
oh, he was.
Yeah.
But he got
those two shared
less carries.
Yeah. But Baltimore's got so many running backs.
I know. They do the running back by committee. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he gets a little more money and maybe he'll do less. So
does he really want that, though? I mean, you would think. I mean, you don't want a player on your team team that wants to do less.
That's true.
I'm going to sign with you guys.
But you don't want to like wear out your body.
Yeah.
Who knows? Tommy Lee Lewis, wide receiver, went to Detroit. I don't know how long. I don't know how much money. So that wraps it up for the free agents they lost. It's three.
They didn't lose hardly anybody.
I know.
Well, Okafor and Ingram are pretty big players.
Yeah.
For them to lose.
Yeah. But, you know, they've got $19 million in cap space. It clearly wasn't a priority to keep these guys.
Yeah.
The free agents they re-signed were Teddy Bridgewater, backup quarterback, to a one-year, $7 million deal.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
He's getting $7 million to sit on the bench?
7.25, actually.
Now, they're going to keep three quarterbacks again, because they're not going to get rid of...
Hill. Right.
I am so surprised they didn't have him as a second.
Maybe they just expect Drew Brees to, like, crap out any minute now.
it's like driving a car with 200,000 yeah. miles on it. You're
you
just like...
You got a clunker. You keep duct taping the back of your car. And a big jug of water.
We need to check under Drew Brees' pad, see if he's got duct tape and stuff keeping him together. That's funny.
They re-signed linebacker Craig Robertson to a two-year, $4.1 million deal also. And then, so that's all their free agents, two, that they re-signed.
Hmm.
But they did make some acquisitions. They got center Nick Easton from Minnesota. It's a four-year, $24 million deal.
Good grief. What is up with everybody paying all these center so much dang money? Yeah, the Max Unger retired,
right,
because of injuries. He said that he had a spate of lower body injuries that affected his play in recent years to the point where he didn't think he'd be able to make it through another season.
Wow.
Yeah. So he retired and they fill in with Nick Easton from Minnesota. 4 years, $24 million. Mm-hmm. Man, these centers are racking up.
Did we have Max Unger?
No.
Didn't we get a center? I thought we got one from Seattle. Are you sure we didn't have him?
Yeah, J.R. Sweezy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a center.
Okay, he was involved in the Jimmy Graham.
The Grimmy Jams.
I like that name better. The Jimmy Graham trade in 2015. So when Seattle traded for Jimmy Graham,
they got Max Unger.
Yeah, New Orleans got Max Unger. So that's why I was thinking about him.
Still, hefty contracts, man, for centers.
Yeah.
Everybody in our division is paying big money for center. When did that become a thing? Okay.
When we got Vita Bay.
Good point.
New Orleans, they picked up two defensive tackles, one from New England, Malcolm Brown.
You know, you might be onto something there. I don't mean to interrupt you, but other teams in our division might have seen Vita Vea and been like, we got to get some guys to stop him.
Maybe. Or just going to a 3-4. Or do you, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, Vita Vea, he takes two guys.
Yeah.
Can't stop him with one guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Defensive tackle Malcolm Brown from New England, which I don't know why anyone signed anybody from New England. What are you doing? 3 years, $15 million. And then another defensive tackle, Mario Edwards from the Giants on a two-year, $5 million contract. And then lastly, so they've replaced Mark Ingram with Latavius Murray from Minnesota. It's a four-year, $14.4 million deal.
That's a pretty good deal there. I mean, Latavius Murray did good with Minnesota when Adrian Peterson kept getting hurt and didn't win. I mean, Cook.
Yeah. They had Cook, McKinnon, and Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they were all kind of inconsistent.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So that's the last of their new acquisition in free agency. They did have some other moves. So they waived Kurt Coleman, safety. I think we talked about this already, but he hasn't been picked up by anybody. And that's the only one that they waived that hasn't gotten picked up. They had several contract extensions, though. So Will Lutz, this is crazy, signed a five-year, $20.25 million contract extension.
Good grief.
For a kicker. So that's like $4 million a year. Yeah, 5 years. I think he's old, too.
You hear that, Arizona?
But you can... You can be an old kicker, though. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think the oldest player in the league is a kicker.
Vinatieri.
Yeah. Well, and Matt Bryan, I think, is up there. I think there's several. Cornerback Ken Crawley was assigned a one-year tender worth $2 million. Strong safety Chris Banjo signed a three-year, $6.9 million contract extension. And tackle Michael Ola signed a one-year, $805,000 contract extension.
Well, that's interesting. So the Saints didn't do much. They're pretty much the same team minus Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers sounds like they lost quite a few good guys.
Yeah, their defense, I think, is kind of crippled.
And then they lost their running backs coach, too, that they've had forever.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be interesting to see how Carolina, I mean, they suck without Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm curious.
And if his shoulder doesn't get any better.
Right, after his shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Maybe they draft a quarterback.
I bet they will. I bet they'll draft a quarterback.
They might. I mean, Cam's still young, but with an injury problem.
Yeah.
You kind of got to plan ahead.
Yeah, and Atlanta, it seems like they're going to still be Atlanta. I mean, they lost some good guys too, but nothing drastic. They kept Grady Jarrett, which probably the best player on their team behind Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Yeah, I think that's probably a stupid thing. They're probably going to get most of their talent from the draft.
Atlanta?
Yeah. I mean, that's all that they really have room for. But what do they need to shore up? Offensive line, they picked up two guards.
Yeah.
Their secondary wasn't great. They were about where we are.
Sounds like they're going to have to replace some running backs, aren't they?
Just Tevin Coleman.
They picked up...
But they've got Devontae Freeman, who has injury problems, but
yeah, he's serviceable. Yeah, he hasn't played a year, has he? Didn't they get... I thought they picked up a running back.
Yeah, they got Carolina's...
what was that?
Kenjon Barner.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Right. He's seventh string.
Okay. They'll probably draft a running back then.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh. Well, yeah, it looks like everybody in our division is hurting a little bit. That'll help us out.
Yeah, great news for us.
They should all be scared. We're going to be a monster team this year.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians is going to come in, toughen everybody up.
I hope so. And, you know, I think of all the teams, besides New Orleans, as far as Carolina and Atlanta go, we have the most weapons.
I could deal with that, yeah.
You know, I mean, they're both have the potential to be decent teams, but they've got a lot of holes to fill. They lost a lot of players.
Right.
Especially Carolina. Carolina is going through some transition here, so it would not surprise me, you know, with their coaching staff. They've lost a lot of their defensive staff. They've had some changes. They've fired people.
That's right. And you said Rivera was going to be calling.
Yeah, he's calling plays. So it's like, we don't know. We don't know how that's going to work.
This might be the last year of the Rivera-Cam Newton connection.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. He might be on a really short fuse.
Well, last year after starting off, what they go? We were 6-0 and then just lost out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they finished as bad as we were.
One game ahead of us, I think, but they sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam Newton, I think, was not right.
No. He hasn't been right for a long time.
No.
And he's just a horrible passer. He's just so inaccurate. And
it's
with a shoulder injury, it just makes it even worse.
It's, again, these running quarterbacks, it's kind of, they're one-trick ponies. Mm-hmm. People figure you out, and if they back you into a corner, you can't really do anything.
Right, yeah. I mean, if teams learn that with Cam Newton, all you got to do is make him throw the ball, you're going to win.
Yeah.
And we tried to stop that damn option run plays, but we just couldn't do it. Don't know. We'll see. This year, man, I think we're just going to stomp everybody in our division. Bruce Arians,
I'm going to write that down, so if you're wrong.
I say it every year.
I know you do.
So if our defense could have just played mediocre last year all year long and stopped people every now and then, we would have killed people because we were putting numbers up left and right.
Yeah.
And you know, we just needed a defense. And that's all I think, you know, Arians is going to come in and just really, I mean, he's an offensive guy. He likes to throw it downfield and all that good stuff. But, you know, he's handing everything over to Bowles. And, you know, Bowles, I think, is just going to have our guys play mean, fast, and attack. Instead of this laid back bend but don't break crap we've been dealing with for ever since Lovey 2014. What is it? 5 years of that mess?
Mm.
Ugh. So anyhow, yeah, we're gonna be stomping people up and down the field, man. What?
Every offseason.
It's the hope, man. The hope.
And hope.
Any other news? Anything you got?
I don't have anything. Well, let me look at Twitter and see if I... Yeah, sometimes I bookmark stuff, so I remember
that's right.
to talk
I thought
about
you were going
to
look on Twitter see if anything had come up.
No, I'm going to scroll through. I'm just going to see what I bookmarked the last few days. It feels like forever since we've done a podcast. We were doing them...
I think Thursday.
Right, consecutively, and now it's Wednesday. We haven't... Oh, I do have one thing.
Is today Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday. Jenna Lane reported that the Bucks had a private meeting with running back Miles Sanders at his Penn State Pro Day today. That was yesterday. Running backs coach Todd McNair put him through a workout along with running backs coaches for the Titans, Panthers, and Bengals.
Okay.
So, looking at a running back, maybe. But I have no knowledge of college football whatsoever. But,
none, yeah.
From what I read on Twitter, they say that this running backs class is not very strong, so they'll probably go in the later rounds.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend anymore. I think we had a running back draft in the first round last year for the first time in quite a while.
Who was it?
Don't remember. Probably Shaquan Barkley, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was going to go, fact check. Then he thought of it. Oh. All right.
So that's going to wrap it up for us. I didn't realize today was Wednesday. I actually thought today was Tuesday or I would have had this podcast out sooner. So this will get out this evening. I'll probably have it scheduled for tomorrow morning. Anyhow, we'll get another podcast out whenever some news comes up. We'll probably do one Friday. You know what? We're going to do one tomorrow night and have it up for Friday. We should have done this podcast last night so we could have it up Wednesday. We want to have at least a podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for you guys to listen to.
This is the first I'm hearing of this plan.
Well,
and you are just explaining to everyone how we have drastically underachieved. We are a disappointment to you all.
Well, you know, I want to do one every day, Monday through Friday. I don't know about the weekends, though. I don't know what, do people listen to podcasts on the weekends? Don't know. Let me know. Send us a email or contact us somehow. We'll let you figure out how to do that. And let us know if you listen to podcasts on the weekends. I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts generally on the weekends that much. Usually do it during the weekdays. So we're gonna try to get them out. That's our schedule we want to do is Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the minimum.
But that's when we record, and then we get it up the next day, right?
No, I want to have them out Monday, Wednesday, okay. Friday. So record one Sunday night, record one Tuesday night, record one Thursday night.
Okay.
You've heard it here first. If it doesn't happen, it's Molly's fault.
Always. Story of my life.
All righty, guys. Until then.
Go Bucks!